This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Emma Bannister, who's the CEO and founder of Presentation Studio. G'day, Emma. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you started the business in 2006, and I think it was the proverbial kitchen table. Is that right?
That's right. Classic kitchen bench startup success story.
What did you have in mind? Was it basically a PowerPoint presentation assistance business?
Yeah, and from the I used to create presentations in London, and I knew that there was a massive gap in the way that people were creating PowerPoints. And when I came here, I thought it would be a great little side project with having a baby, you know, help people.
You were pregnant at the time, weren't you?
I was, yes. And
was that your first child?
Yeah. So we're two girls down, and now the team's grown to over 30 people. And our goal is to really help people unlock the value in their presentations, because it's just not something a lot of people get around to doing properly.
And how different is the business now, fundamentally, to what you thought it would be when you started?
Oh, I had no intention of growing a business at the very beginning. I thought it would just be a fantastic way of helping people and having a bit of holiday money. But as the first year went past, there was so much demand for what I was doing. And I then got kind of the idea that I could grow and have this wonderful team. And the role that I was doing, as in the design, transformed entirely into managing and growing the culture and sharing the vision of what I had in my mind and helping transfer that across the rest of the team.
And how has the service that you provide changed? I mean, obviously, in the early days, I gather from what you were doing, you were helping people create a PowerPoint presentation that looked pretty schmick. But is that fundamentally the same, or has it changed?
No, it's really evolved. I think the software programs have mainly stayed the same. You know, the bulk of what we do is PowerPoint. But for us, we evolve from just creating design to really helping unlock the value of the strategic thinking and messaging. So we now run these insight sessions, which mostly are for sort of senior leaders like C-suite to help, because they have the presentations are when they start to unlock how their thinking is and how they're going to communicate that to their teams and everyone else in the organization. So having those presentations there and being able to help them think about how they can align their teams and get their key messages across, that those stories and the way that we can work with them to communicate that is very new for us. Well, not new now, like we've been doing it for sort of 3 or 4 years, but it wasn't something we started doing. So the whole...
So now you're more engaged in helping people tell their story rather than create a PowerPoint.
Completely. So for us, we've evolved to get the messaging right, so that the foundations of people's presentations, because without that, you can't communicate clearly. And what people were doing is they were really missing that human element within their presentations. So for us, it's about really understanding who the audience is and how we can understand what's at stake for them and how we can communicate that more clearly for them. And that's something that is often overlooked.
I guess, the number one point on your website, I think, about what you need to do is to be clear about why you're presenting.
You know, so many people, when I ask them, so what's the objective here? And they don't even know. They've just been asked to present. So a lot of the time it's coming down to those basics. What is...
The objective in that case is survival.
Well, yes, but, you know, often it's like we've got these ideas to spread, or we've got results to provide, or we need to motivate a team. So then what we need to do is we need to say, okay, so what's our measure of success? Well, we want to drive a certain action or change the way people are thinking. And so for that to be the case, we've got to say, okay, we'll start with the current situation, and then we're going to clearly contrast back and forward between what could be, where we are now, and then having that really clear call to action at the end, but then really describing that future bliss state that everyone will be in when we all come together and work together as people doing what we do.
And do you coach people on delivery?
Yes. So our model is broken down into the writing the content, designing, so the visual support. And that's not just about the pretty pictures and pretty colours and using stock pictures. It's much more around getting the strong visuals to actually really tell the story, help people understand and remember using infographics. And we can do that, or we can teach the basic design principles as well. So we actually educate teams on how to write themselves, design themselves, and then the delivery, because, You know, a lot of people think, oh, I need a voice coach or a speaker trainer, and they might, but there's no point addressing that if what they're saying is a load of rubbish. So we try and start at the beginning first.
Right. And what do you tell them about delivery? Is there any common message?
In terms of their speaker delivery and the way that they talk?
Yeah, what you do. Should you, for example, stay behind the lectern, or should you wander about the stage? Should you use your hands? What?
Look, I think that the most important thing is to be yourself and really show your passion for what you're talking about. So the gestures and the voice and all those things, they're fantastic tools, but the priority is what you're saying and how you're saying it, showing your passion. So not just reading from a list behind a lectern, but if you're right at the beginning of the stage of speaking, some people, that's all they're comfortable with. And it's better that they start there and actually share their point of view and have their messages heard than be so scared that they won't do anything. And from a classic introvert like me, I used to hate the idea of going out and speaking, but having the visual supports and having that structure that I knew worked gave me the confidence to go out there and speak. So for me, it was around having that strong presentation, having the structure, then starting slowly in terms of building up the audiences from 10 people, 50 people. Now to I'm happy in front of thousands of people because I know I'm helping. So I think that it's baby steps along the way, and having that will build your confidence and get your message out there.
So you describe three levels to your business: the story, the presentation, and the delivery. Do you charge separately for each of those, or is it a package?
It really depends on the need. So some corporates have us on retainer, and they just send us it, and we work, and we just either write it or design it and turn it around in a few hours. Other people, it's much more strategic, and we'll have a project for them. They might have a big event where they've got sort of 30 or 40 speakers, and we help develop the overall message of the event. Because events are such an important area that they spend millions of dollars on these huge productions and brand image, and then the message of all these important speakers, there's no link between them all. So we really, those kind of things are more sort of project-based. But otherwise, it's based on the need of what you're doing.
And are there any secrets to presenting, you know, creating the right PowerPoint? I mean, should you have videos in there or not? I mean, are there any kind of rules that you want to tell us about for running a PowerPoint presentation?
So one of the rules we hear a lot is around cutting out the clutter of, you know, everyone's like, take everything out, you shouldn't have much. But you can't do that unless you're clear on what you're trying to do. So we have two rules, and one is this a presentation or a report? And PowerPoint or whatever tool you're using, might be Google Slides, the PowerPoint is a tool for putting information in. And so we recommend having all that technical information, the graphs, the paragraphs of text, PDF that, send it around either before the occasion that you might be speaking at or afterwards. And that's the reference document. But then take that document, save out a second version, and strip 99% of everything out. Just have the keyword or the visual or the infographic, the process that supports what the speaker's saying, rather than confusing the audience who must be sat there trying to read everything that's on the screen, and they physically can't read and listen at the same time. So
don't have dot points on the PowerPoint.
No dot points. And people know that, but they don't know how what else to do. So
No dot points,
but we're giving people permission to have a separate document for that. So you can say, right, there's no point in sending out your presentation after your meeting, your presentation, because it's not going to make any sense to people that read it, because there's not enough words on there. But if you're literally just going to read paragraphs of text, that's when people don't listen. That's when people don't come to your presentation, because they know they can read the pack tonight when they're at home having a glass of wine. So make that presentation count. Make it about that human-to-human connection, and really get your point of view across, and be short about it. You know, say, I'm going to take 10, 15 minutes of your time, and I'm going to share my point of view. I've got some visuals to create emotional support, because we know that when we're emotionally connected and we create passion and feeling about what we're saying, that's when we shift minds and start people really getting engaged with us. Then send everything else out after.
Right, that's a good idea. I'll remember that.
It's that easy. It's just taking baby steps, you know, getting people's minds. And my job now is to get out there and start raising awareness. So many people create terrible presentations and it's such a wasted opportunity. So my passion is about educating people on what works. I know it works because I see it every day with our clients. And then it's just about letting more people know and they can really go out there and change stuff.
Well, it's been good talking to you, Emma. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I've been talking to Emma Bannister, who is the CEO and founder of Presentation Studio.